Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. Some days are better than others. Did you know that's a biblical fact? Perhaps more to the point, some days are harsher than others. A group of Coast Guard members invited children in for a tour of their facilities, their boat, and so on. And while one gentleman was explaining to the children, one of the kids found a fire hose, and this was the result. He knocked the guardsman right into the ocean. Now, I'm pretty sure that that morning when the fellow woke up, he wasn't thinking, I'm going to take a second shower followed quickly by a bath. But that's what that day held. That day was special. Anybody here have any special days lately? They had a mark on them all their own. Not only can we have a bad day, we can have a bad season. We might go through a period of depression or anxiety or prolonged battle with illness of some kind. It'll test your faith, exhaust your patience, and vex your soul. The Bible tells us there'll be days like this so that we can prepare, that we can guard ourselves, we can be on the defensive. Expect the best, but prepare for the worst. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Father, we want to stand. Boy, in this day when everybody's crumbling, when whole societies are in trouble, we want to stand. We need somebody to stick a pick in the rock and hold fast so that we can continue to climb and move forward. Help us to stand. May your word find a place in our heart that is strong and secure and will give us the strength to continue. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As a child of God, you have enemies in high places. There's a pleasant thought. Don't you think the devil is ever working for your demise? Trying to take you apart, always trying to take you down. It's illustrated in Jesus' temptation. The enemy will pick a time and a place to attack, a time and a place when you are vulnerable. It was after Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He was hungry. He was weak. And here came the devil. And then Luke chapter 4 and verse 13 says, when the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Isn't that nice? The devil picks his targets, he picks his time. Then when Jesus was arrested, standing before the high priest, they were torturing him, they were beating him and plucking out his beard, spitting on him. Jesus said to the high priest in Luke 22:53, but this is your hour when darkness reigns. There are hours, there are times, there are seasons, there are days when darkness reigns. It's miserable, it's dark, it's difficult. You're holding your breath, you're trying to endure. Jesus was victorious over every trick, over every attack from the enemy, but that didn't keep some days from being extreme. It didn't keep it from being intense, from being hard. Oh, how the demons cackled as they whipped our Lord. As he trudged up that hill with that beam across his back, oh, how they laughed. When they nailed him to that cross, as he hung between heaven and earth, his life being tortured away, they were having a time of it, high-fiving and rejoicing over his pain, over his excruciating experience. I can picture them there, can't you? Cheering, laughing. Shed tears of joy. For Jesus in that moment, there was no help. The disciples weren't going to mount an offensive. The angels weren't coming to secure him. The Father stood silently by. He felt nothing but forsaken. What kept him? What helped him to endure those difficult moments? How was he able to stand? You see, Jesus was prepared for that day. He knew it was coming. He knew who he was, why he was here, what he would accomplish, and what was next. Let's examine his armor. What was he wearing that day? What kept him in those moments? Well, first of all, he had about him the belt of truth. Truth kept him, helped him to endure the torture of it all. How did truth help him? Well, the enemy was shouting, "If you are the Son of God, why don't you come down off of that cross right now?" But he knew the truth. He knew he was the Son of God. He had nothing to prove to anyone else. He knew it in the depths of his soul. He was indeed the Son of God and would soon rise in glory and power. He knew that the Father would empower him to rise from the dead and silence all those cackling demons. He knew the rewards he would reap for enduring such an evil hour, such a wicked day. We were on his mind, on his heart that day. He endured for you and he endured for me. He had on him the breastplate of righteousness. He was pure. He was holy. No accusation could find a rise within him because he knew all accusations were false. He was pure. He was holy. The demons could kill the body, but they could not touch his soul. In fact, when his righteous soul hit the grave, it blew the doors right off of hell. They could not contain him. All the forces of the enemy piled on, but boy, did they get a lesson that day. They got a whipping that they will never forget. Jesus led captivity captive. You know what that means? He made them all line up in his victory parade. And he marched them around heaven to show who was superior. His bad day suddenly gave way to tremendous life and great joy. Their laughter became cries of torment. Jesus had on the boots of the gospel of peace. As a lamb is silent before its shearers, so he was silent before those who tormented him. He opened not his mouth. He did not curse them, but rather forgave them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They brought him pain. He brought them peace, forgiveness, rest, and hope. Jesus had with him that day the shield of faith. It was steady as the accusations, lies, and doubts were launched at him. But what if you haven't kept yourself pure? What if you're not the Holy One you think you are? If the Father loves you, why this? Wouldn't you like to call all those angels you say are at your disposal? You're all alone. No one cares. You've been deserted. You've been betrayed by the Father, but his shield held. Tink, tink, tink. The fiery darts of the enemy were launched at him, but they did not hit their target because his faith held. Faith is necessary when truth doesn't feel true. You ever been there? You had a time in your life where you know what's true, but it doesn't feel like it is. It doesn't seem like it's right. I know how I'm supposed to live, but it doesn't seem to be working right now. I've done what I'm supposed to do, but I haven't seen the sun break through yet. And Jesus needed a strong shield that day. He had to use it skillfully. He had prepared. He knew it was coming. But could even God endure such torment? Not only did God endure, he lends us his weapons as well. He wore the helmet of salvation that day. Jesus knew who he was, why he was here, what he was doing. The crown of thorns could pierce his scalp, but it could not penetrate his mind. He was protected by the helmet of salvation. And even as death's acrid breath burned his throat, the joy of his salvation loomed closer. Blow ye worse than, O gale, 'gainst my bark so small and frail. By his grace I shall not fail. My anchor holds, my anchor holds. And finally, Jesus not only wielded the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, he is the Word of God. And so he wielded it powerfully with each word that he spoke. He looked up to the Father, and although he felt utterly forsaken, he said, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." He knew the Father was waiting just on the other side for him. And then he let out a battle cry, "It is finished!" He had accomplished all that he had set out to do. And a moment later, he grasped the devil and death by the throat, and he looked him in the eye and he said, You were saying? You see, the greatest victories follow the hardest battles. The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. My friend, have you drug your cross a long distance? Have the nails dug in deep? You've looked at others and they've had their deliverance already. Everybody seems to be doing fine, but why you? Why this long? Why still? The greatest victories follow the hardest battles. And the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. The greater the reward for having endured. These armaments of the Lord, they now belong to us. And our training begins as we learn the truth. We put on the belt of truth. Don't be conformed to the likeness of this world any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the Word of God. Study, learn, grow, become stronger in your core, the belt of truth. By the truth, you will learn how to handle doubts, fears, lies. And as the enemy launches these things at you over and over again, you'll find yourself being less and less disabled and more enabled. We dislodge the thoughts of failure, incompetence with his word. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I am more than a conqueror. As he was with Moses, so he will be with me. He works all things together for good to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. Friend, you better know the truth, because the enemy is a very skilled liar, and he attacks us at the worst of times. Remember, he picks his times. He picks his seasons. And you better keep your soul clean. You don't want to face the enemy with sin in your life. That's a chink in your armor. That's a space. There was a king in the Old Testament. He was a wicked king. And he disguised himself as one of the soldiers. And he got in a chariot and he rode off to war. And the Bible says that the enemy shot an arrow at random, and it found an opening in his armor. He had his armor on, but there was an opening and he was vulnerable. The arrow struck its mark, and the king died that day. We need the breastplate of righteousness. True righteousness, not self-righteousness, not haughtiness, not, "Well, I've been to church, you know," or whatever. You better have a clean spirit. You better be right with God when the day of evil comes, so that you can stand. You don't want any holes. You don't want any gaps there. The enemy knows how to find them, knows how to exploit them, knows how to sink that condemnation deep down into your soul. He'll use it against you every time. Quickly take whatever you've done to Jesus. Settle those accounts. every day. You remember the movie Back to the Future 3? Remember how they sowed the seeds in each one of them? Marty was pretty good with a 45. First of all, it was a video game in Back to the Future, the first one. Then in Back to the Future 3, he's drawn a six gun and he's hitting all the targets. And then Biff, the old Biff's ancestor, has picked a fight with him. He's going to have a showdown. And he's pretty handy with a 45, but he finds out beforehand that if he relies on his own skill, he's a dead Marty. So he puts a door from a wood stove on his chest, and he covers it there with his poncho. And he walks out on the street and he drops his gun. What good's a gunfighter without a gun? And Biff fires off a shot. Marty drops over. And when Biff comes close, he bops Biff with that door and wins the victory of the day. You might have become a pretty good Christian. You might know your scriptures pretty well. You need the breastplate of righteousness. Otherwise, that bullet, he's a quicker draw than you are. The devil's been doing this longer than you have. And you're going to need the righteousness of Christ to be your guard on that day. Make sure there's no flaw. Make sure there's no opening. Don't let the devil lie to you that you can get away with this sin because of whatever. No, come clean with God, because your sin will kill you. It will allow a place for the enemy to drive his sword deep into your soul. So keep those short accounts with God. Repent quickly when the Holy Spirit enlightens you to an error. Righteousness fosters humility, peace, strength, confidence. Seek justice, love mercy, walk humbly before your God. And finally, outfit your feet with gospel boots. Everywhere you go, share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stand for the Lord. Be about your Father's business. Let your name be synonymous with Jesus. When they see you, may they think about Christ. May they think about Him. This will simultaneously make you a target. Oh, you stand for Jesus. And also make you hard to hit. And also help you land a few blows of your own. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Helmet of salvation. Settle this today. I know who I am, why I'm here, and where I'm going. After this, I am a child of God. I am His. I belong to Him. That's why I live. That's why I breathe. And every moment, every heartbeat, I dedicate it before the Lord. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where I'll never grow old. And someday yonder, I'll never more wonder, but walk on streets that are paved with gold. How about you? That's who we are. That's where we're going. That's my retirement plan. That's what this life is all about. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Endure what I must. But soon, I will be with Him. Now that you know the truth, smash apart some of the enemy's strongholds. Wield that sword with confidence. Would you stand with me? He wears the victor's crown.